KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting a new 2025 RAV4 with on- and off-the-road versatility and available all-wheel drive with gas, hybrid, and plug-in options available. Visit your Toyota dealer for more. The San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Thursday, April 30th. A local city is suing California over its sanctuary state law. More on that next, but first, the headlines. The war in Iran has caused surges in gas prices since its start. Now the average price of a gallon of gas in the county is at its highest amount since October 2023. The average is now $6.37 a gallon. It's seen an increase for 8 days in a row. It's worth noting that this recent increase does come after a 13-day streak of declines. The FAA says a plane appears to have collided with a drone while on its way to the San Diego airport yesterday. The pilot of a United Airlines Boeing 737 reported that the plane hit a drone while it was 3,000 feet in the air. The pilot safely landed the plane, and United said there was no damage to the aircraft. The FAA says if the aircraft did strike a drone, its operator was flying in violation of regulations. Drone pilots cannot operate above 400 feet unless given clearance from the FAA. In other airport news, San Diego International says you can now fly nonstop to 87 destinations. That's 10% more than last year. Your San Diego mojo is in limbo. That's San Diego's professional women's volleyball team. Current Mojo ownership released a statement on Tuesday saying that instead of playing in the upcoming 2027 season, they plan to put a plan in place for 2028 and beyond. In a statement, the Mojo's current owners say Major League Volleyball believes a different direction is needed and called tonight's matchup against Grand Rapids their final home game. Yahoo Sports says that despite the uncertainty, the team reassured fans that they will compete in the MLV playoffs, which begin next week. However, what happens beyond that remains unclear. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Rug Expo. For over 30 years, Rug Expo has served San Diego. Family-owned and locally operated, offering a large selection of rugs sourced from around the world, providing cleaning, repair, and appraisal services to care for your investment. Learn more at rugexposd.org.
The city of El Cajon is suing California Attorney General Rob Bonta over California's sanctuary state law. Reporter Katie Anastas says city leaders argue the policy makes it harder for police to do their jobs.
California law prohibits state and local law enforcement from assisting with federal immigration enforcement, with some exceptions. Governor Jerry Brown signed Senate Bill 54 into law in 2017. On Wednesday, the city of El Cajon announced a lawsuit challenging SB 54.
Under the Constitution, federal law is supreme.
Richard Lawson is with the America First Policy Institute. The group is representing the city. He says California's policies violate a section of federal law that makes it an offense for any person who encourages or induces someone to live in the U.S. without legal status.
How people without documentation get disability benefits. How people without documentation get advance warning of an ICE notice. And yes, how people without documentation are never to be asked by law enforcement as to whether or not they're lawfully to be here. If you look at all of that, it is designed to induce and encourage illegal aliens to reside here.
In a statement, California Attorney General Rob Bonta said in part, quote, SB 54 is a pro-public safety law that encourages witnesses and victims of crime to come forward and work with law enforcement. SB 54 has been upheld in court again and again, and we're prepared to defend it from a baseless attack once more, end quote. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
In nearby La Mesa, city council members there tabled a final vote on an e-bike ban on Tuesday. Reporter Elaine Alfaro says the council's decision comes amid community pushback.
After a unanimous vote earlier this month, it seemed certain that the La Mesa City Council would pass a ban on e-bike riding for children under 12. But now, that might not be the case. Here's Councilmember Laura Lothian at Tuesday's regular city council meeting.
Sometimes you put something out there without thinking it through, and it turns out that maybe it's not a great idea.
The ordinance would prohibit kids under 12 from operating standard e-bikes that can reach up to 20 miles per hour. Cassie Knight is a parent and often rides to La Mesa's downtown with her 10-year-old daughter.
If we're doing this, can we at least make amendments like parental supervision is required or maybe a safety course is required?
But Councilmember Genevieve Suzuki wasn't persuaded to change her vote in favor of the ordinance.
It's very personal to me because I have a 10-year-old and I have a 17-year-old, and I don't want either of them to get hurt.
The mayor and another council member were absent from Tuesday's meeting, so the final vote will take place on May 12th. Elaine Alfaro, KPBS News.
The county's farmlands are dwindling. A California nonprofit program is trying to preserve them by connecting landowners with farmers. North County reporter Alexander Wen says the program helps landowners earn extra cash while beginning and small-scale farmers get a place to grow.
It's kind of a matching service, almost like a dating service.
Andy Williamson spent about 3 years farming at a community garden in the Tijuana River Valley before looking to expand. That's when he signed up with California FarmLink, which matched him with this property in Ramona. It's owned by Katie Schultz, her husband, and a few friends.
We wanted a farmer who did regenerative farming. We had been learning a lot about how great that is for the environment, and so we wanted to find farmers who were knowledgeable in that.
The Schultzes are no strangers to having tenant farmers. They had some when they owned a farm in Wisconsin, but didn't know where to start here in California. They also wanted to find the right tenant. That's when California FarmLink came in. They helped her craft the ad that led her to Williamson. The two matched because Williamson was also concerned about the environmental impact of farming.
You know, water pollution, air pollution, that kind of thing.
Matching farmers and landowners is just one of the services provided by California FarmLink, a nonprofit founded in 1989. Katia Pilar Carranza is a senior program associate at FarmLink.
We help farmers, ranchers, and fishers with getting access to knowledge, capital, as well as land.
Knowledge means training. For many landowners and tenant farmers, this might be their first time dealing with land contracts, and FarmLink helps with that.
So in this work, we serve as multi-partial advocates representing both parties, and we support with everything from negotiation to finalizing the leases or agreements, and it's all pro bono.
And that was very helpful as well.
That was quite a scary component of the process. I had never signed a contract for land previously, so it was great to have the support of an organization that knew exactly what needed to be in the contract. That was critical to the process.
Pilar Carranza says the goal is to create equitable land agreements that support long-term land tenure.
Right now, we have some of the highest land prices here and in the country.
She says San Diego is losing around 2 farms a week to development and other factors. San Diego County's latest crop report says in 2024, there were just over 207,000 acres of commercial farmland in the region, down nearly 23% in a decade.
The land next door came for sale and they wanted to develop it and build 5 houses right next to us. Enjoy them.
That's part of the reason why Shandy Miller and her business partner bought this 25-acre property next to her avocado farm in Hidden Valley.
So the land kind of goes down over here into a creek.
She didn't want Hidden Valley to lose its character. It's a quiet rural community where property lines aren't marked by fences, allowing wildlife to roam freely.
It's beneficial. The coyotes take care of the gophers and squirrels that could come after our trees, so it's a win-win.
Miller and her business partner didn't really have a concrete plan for the property until she found FarmLink and her first tenant through the program.
It's a small family who just didn't have enough space in their yard to grow all the vegetables that they wanted. May eventually expand it, but for now it's a great start. They can start growing all the things that they need.
Being new to the program, she says, they are both learning how it works and what the challenges are. But she likes that it gives aspiring farmers access to land and lets them try their hand at growing food.
When the heat wave came through.
Back in Ramona, after 3 years of farming here.
And we've got fennel growing over there. Here we've got a couple of beds of strawberries.
Williamson has renewed his lease and is thinking of adding an orange orchard.
Various types of salad mix.
Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
A new documentary looks at the personal toll gang laws have taken on San Diegans. Reporter Katie Heisen says it's been 7 years in the making.
California Story is a new documentary exploring California gang laws and the harm they've caused.
My perception of police officers initially was that they protect the people. But once you get to an age of understanding, you see how their narrative here is to put you in jail. It is to monitor you to the point of, didn't nobody want to be the cop during copping robbers? You wanted to be the robber.
Khalid Alexander is the executive producer. He hopes the film will help correct misperceptions.
Because of, again, movies like Boys in the Hood and other things, there's this idea that anybody that's in a gang or anybody that's associated in a gang is riding around the street shooting people, or that gang members aren't human beings like everybody else. So we don't argue that gang members are angels. The film argues that gang members are human beings and they should be treated like human beings.
Gang enhancements are overwhelmingly charged against Black and brown people. They can extend a sentence by years. Sometimes they mean the difference between parole and dying in prison. UCSD is hosting a screening and discussion of California Story Thursday evening. Katie Heisen, KPBS News.
UCSD is hosting a screening and discussion of California Story at 5 p.m. today. The County Library is celebrating 250 years of U.S. history with events, book recommendations, and exhibits. Penner Fellow Emmy Burris found out how they're incorporating local stories into national history.
All 33 county library branches are honoring the 250th anniversary of the United States this year. Library staff are curating book recommendations, and the library's branches are hosting in-person events to educate people about the founding of America and the history of San Diego. Cecilia Salgado is the Adult Services Manager for the County Library.
One of the biggest things is that we want to make an inclusive, diverse reflection on not just the nation's history, but also local San Diego County history, and where we can reflect on not just the past, but present and future.
Events include a talk from the San Diego History Center on California women who helped advance the suffrage movement and a presentation on the forces that shaped San Diego from its early days as a seaport town to the rise of tourism in the 21st century. Emmy Burris, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego Park and Market, located in the heart of downtown San Diego, offering an event venue with cityscape views and state-of-the-art technology. Available for events, meetings, and conferences near hotels and the convention center. Details at parkandmarket.ucsd.edu.